Random House Audio Roads presents Blood on the Risers, An Airborne Soldier's 35 Months in Vietnam by John Leppelman. Read for you by Scott Sowers. My mother almost went into shock when my dad told her my decision to enlist in the Army. She looked at us like it was some kind of joke. "What's airborne?" she asked. I puffed out my chest and said, "Paratrooper." She was immediately against it. In her opinion, all paratroopers were big men, and I was just a skinny kid who weighed 135 pounds at best. Besides, I was only 17. My dad finally convinced her to sign the papers because he knew as soon as I turned 18, I would leave anyway. On July 29, 1966, I said my goodbyes to my mother and younger brothers while my dad threw my gear in his car. We drove to Fresno, California, where we shook hands and he wished me luck. About 15 of us were sworn in at the induction center. After being tested, poked, and prodded, we were put on a Greyhound bus and driven to Fort Ord, California. We arrived about midnight at the reception area. The bus doors opened and in walked a soldier wearing a black helmet with a blue stripe around it. He yelled, "I want every one of you motherfuckers off this bus in 30 seconds. This was the start of an 8-week boot camp where we would learn the basics of soldiering. I was assigned to the 1st Platoon of Company B, 1st Battalion, 3rd Training Brigade. Three other men in the company had also signed on to be paratroopers, and we quickly got to know each other. Cardoza and Bill Gunn.